Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, this might be one of my favorite songs of all time, and I don't really think I'm lying about that. This is a different version, though. Listen. I get these, I guess we call them pitches every once in a while. Fred gets them as the executive producer, and I saw an email that came in about a punk rock version of I Think I Love You from the Partridge Family, and I thought, you know what? I have to seize on this because I'm kind of fascinated by it. And the band that you hear there is Osaka pop star. John Cafaro is a founding member. He's doing the singing. He's with us on 97.1 FM Talk. John, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, Mark.
So that is the truth. You know, I joke about this every once in a while that song or, you know, the Partridge Family, when I talk about the albums like that I first bought in my life when I was 13, 14, it would have been Tom Petty and UFO and Dire Straits. But honestly, I think one of the first records I ever had when I was 7 or 8 was that Partridge Family record. And I do love that song quite a bit. So congrats on doing a punk rock version of it.
Oh, thanks so much. You know, I feel the same way. It's one of my earliest musical memories, and I've always absolutely loved the song. It's a timeless classic, and it was a lot of fun to breathe some new life into it.
So tell me about John Cafaro and then just Osaka Popstar, because honestly, before this was in front of my radar, I was unfamiliar. We'll share some of the other songs that you've kind of turned into some punk classics as well. But where did this all start?
Well, Osaka Popstar really is like a multi-faceted music and art project of mine. I like to combine a lot of different pop culture elements that I love into this punk rock world that's inspired by the classic New York punk of the 1970s, but brings a new flavor to it. Sometimes I describe Osaka Popstar as if classic New York punk, anime, cult movies, comic books, and toys formed a band on a sugar rush. It would sound like Osaka Popstar. And it's really just an extension of my personality.
So where did you start then musically?
You know, I grew up in the 1970s. You know, I was a kid of the 80s. I grew up in the 70s. And all of that stuff really rubbed off on me at an early age, probably earlier than I should have been exposed to it. But it was a great influence. And to me, it's one of the most pure times in music, both in rock and in punk rock, is that booming period of the late 70s. And it did continue into the 80s, but there was just something magical about that time. And, you know, I continue to be inspired by and influence things that might not have even been necessarily from the period that I grew up in, but definitively a lot of it came from my childhood. And one of my biggest influences would have been the Ramones and the Misfits. And these are bands that I grew up loving and being inspired by, and then later in life would actually get the opportunity to know as an adult and work with.
Yeah, and that's the same sort of musical foundation that I have, too. It was, you know, coming of age in the 70s, sort of discovering classic rock. I was a big Led Zeppelin, Rolling Stones guy, and then kind of segued into Springsteen. But I was also starting on the radio in the early 1980s, and it was fascinating. You know, I remember playing like the, this isn't necessarily punk, but as you know, we got into some new wave stuff like the Human League. And bands like that really were very different for that time. And then there was a lot of punk that was getting fused into rock and roll as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, people are constantly breaking new ground and fusing different types of music and different genres. And again, it's something that I love to do with Osaka Pop Star. It literally is this contemporary version of music inspired by that classic New York punk of the late 70s, along with these pop culture elements like, you know, comic books, anime, Saturday morning serials. And, you know, you may not hear it in there, but in one way or another, there's definitely, it's part of the formula.
So you had worked, John, in the past, and I'm fascinated by this because they're making a movie about him as well. And I just saw this very bizarre connection to Bruce Springsteen, the aforementioned Springsteen. But you've worked with Weird Al Yankovic. Is he a friend? Explain that collaboration.
Sure. A lot of things I do truly are a labor of love. And there was a project that I conceived of and produced called Dr. Demento Covered in Punk, which is available on my Demented Punk label imprint. And it was a concept that I had where I thought it would be a lot of fun to have classic and contemporary punk bands do punk rock cover versions of the funny novelty songs that have been made famous over the years on the Dr. Demento show, because, again, something I grew up loving.
Right.
And then I wanted to put a reverse on the concept and have some demented artist record some punk classics. So I've got, you know, my band, Osaka Pop Star, does Fish Heads. And when I was in grammar school, I used to write letters to Barnes & Barnes, who originated that song, Fish Heads. You've got the Misfits doing The Cockroach That Ate Cincinnati. You've got Joan Jett doing Science Fiction Double Feature from Rocky Horror. But then you have William Shatner doing Garbage Man by The Cramps and Weird Al Yankovic doing Beat on the Brat. So I had approached Al about doing a track for that. He liked the idea, was up for it, and then I produced this version of Beat on the Brat by Weird Al. And we just kept in touch and have remained friends, and wound up putting out a split record together for Record Store Day on Black Friday of last year that had one side with Al's version of Beat on the Brat, which I'd produced, along with a couple of live versions of Ramon songs that Al did on his tour. And then the other side is Osaka Pop Star's studio version of Beat on the Brat, along with some live versions of Ramon songs that we'd done on tour. And I'm really looking forward to Al's movie. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
I do, too. I'm looking forward to it, too. And you know what you just did to me, too? You made me flashback. You said Fish Heads. I have in my vast vinyl collection somewhere, I really need to find this, I have a picture disc of that Fish Heads record. It's in the shape of a fish mouth. Don't know exactly.
Yeah, that was Rhino Records.
Yes.
That came out at some point in the 80s. Rhino was another big influence on me as a kid. In fact, the Dr. Demento Covered in Punk album is dedicated to the Rhino Brothers. And Barnes & Barnes, like I said, literally when I was in grammar school, I would write them fan letters. They would always write me back. And then years later, I would do this punk version of Fish Heads. There's an animated music video for it. And now Barnes & Barnes are signed to my label, Demented Punk. And I just recently put out their latest album, Pancake Dream, the end of last year.
Look at that connection. I got to find that record because I know I have it somewhere. Let's talk a little bit about some of the music that you do on here. We played the Partridge Family. How about a little Sugar Sugar here, originally done, I guess, by the Archies. Here's the punk version. I mean, John, this just sounds like so much fun. I can hear the fun just kind of, you know, busting out of the speakers, which is one reason I love it so much.
Thanks. That's the hope and that's the intention. It's really just about being fun and entertaining.
Now, are you doing, is there an opportunity to see some of this stuff live on the road ever, or how does that work?
Yeah, we've toured before in the past. Honestly, the original intention was that when Ear Candy, which is the name of the new record, was to be released, that we'd have some shows queued up. But originally, this was going to be put out the year the pandemic struck, and then everything was pushed back. So while there are no shows scheduled right now, there should be by next year, if not before. And in fact, there's a whole other Osaka Pop Star record that's nearly done that'll be released next year as well.
You might have answered my next question. I was going to ask you, how did the pandemic treat you? But it sounds like you might have been pretty busy here taking advantage of that time.
Yeah, you know, I did keep pretty busy like everybody else. I still feel like I've lost 2 years. There was so much going on. I literally had just been finishing up the mixes on Ear Candy and getting prepared to release that and then do shows. I was just wrapping up a bunch of rehearsal sessions for tracks for Dr. Demento Covered in Punk Volume 2, which I'm also in the midst of. And, you know, it was unfortunate for all of us. We all went through the same thing. Thankfully, or at least hopefully, it's over and the world is resuming again. But yes, I did keep very busy. But at the same time, even so, still feel like, you know, I'm picking up where I left off 2 years ago.
Anybody on this record that we should know about? You got some folks that you collaborated with, obviously, on the project, some people that we would know or not?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, you know, there's always a lot of great guests in the backing band on Osaka Pop Star, my debut album, Osaka Pop Star and the American Legends of Punk, which is actually just reissued in a new expanded edition, remastered with bonus tracks. That one, my backing band, actually literally were classic punk icons that were interested in the project and were nice enough to back me up and get involved. But I had Jerry Only of the Misfits on bass, Marky Ramone from the Ramones on drums, Des Cadena from Black Flag on guitar, Ivan Julian from Richard Hell and the Voidoids on guitar. And I also had somebody that I've always loved the work of, Daniel Johnston, who is a kind of an outsider and indie music icon who passed away a couple of years ago, guest on a track as well. And then as time has gone on, because Osaka Pop Star has always simply been my project, which coalesces around me and different people that I bring in for different sounds and different flavors, some of the other people that have been in the band, including on some of the bonus tracks that are on that new reissue, include Dennis Dykin from the Smithereens on drums,
nice.
Sal Mattia from Sparks and Milk and Cookies on bass, and Dean Rispler, who switches off between bass and guitar on different tracks, from the Voluptuous Horror of Karen Black and the Dictators. He's on this record, Ear Candy, along with me, and John Worster from the band Superchunk, Bob Mould's band, the Mountain Goats. He's on drums for this record, and also on a couple of the tracks, specifically Sugar Sugar and I Think I Love You, an indie rocker whose work I really like named Colleen Green guests on backing vocals.
Awesome. Well, look, I want to have a little bit more fun with this. We're going to go out with that classic I Think I Love You. Where can we find all of this? Guide people in. Is it DementedPunk.com the best place?
Well, you could certainly go to DementedPunk.com, but if you want specific information and more about Osaka Pop Star, just head over to OsakaPopStar.com, and you'll be able to check everything out, get links. There's an online store if you want to order anything, and you can see at the top of the page the brand-new animated music video for the single from Ear Candy, Lost and Found, which features actor, comedian, musician Fred Armisen, who you may know from Portlandia and Saturday Night Live. He stars in the video in animated form, along with the band and I, and there are these different homages that kind of wrap up the entire vibe of not only Osaka Pop Star, but the record in general, in that you'll see a nod to the Partridge Family, a nod to the Archies, and even a nod to the Monkees, all in this animated video. And one last thing I guess I'll say that might kind of explain things a little bit is that I feel there's a kinship between Osaka Pop Star and some of those artists like the Partridge Family, the Archies, and the Monkees, in that while they may be different dynamically and musically, we all share this common bond in that we reach beyond the confines of the average band and exist in and created a universe of our own while still existing in the same universe that the real world is in. So I hope people have fun with it. It's the whole intention. Please check it out, osakapopstar.com.
John, awesome conversation. Good luck with everything. We'll get this song stuck in everyone's head as we go out tonight. I appreciate it.
Sounds great. Thanks so much for your support, Mark. I'm really glad you dug it. Have a great one.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.